I'd now like to have a very quick look at tax administration. There were a couple of announcements in the PBR. The first, and again this is forward posting, it's some way off, is in respect of the threshold for taxpayers to make payments on account under the income tax self-assessment system. The basic rule is that income tax self-assessment payers are required to make two payments on account towards their income tax liability for any year, unless their income tax bill for the previous year was less than £500, or 80% or more of the tax due was deducted at source. And that's a rule we've all grown quite used to. But the trouble is that the £500 limit has remained unchanged since income tax self-assessment was introduced in 1996-97. So the Chancellor has decided to raise it. But like his predecessor, he's forward-posted it, and it's going to change to £1,000, but from 2009-10. So that's going to apply to tax due for that 2009-10 tax years, that is, payments on account due in January and July 2010. HMRC reckons that this will remove around about 367,000 people from the payments on account regime, and that will no doubt be good news to them. The other announcement in respect of tax administration was the famous three-line accounts. The announcement is that the three-line account threshold for filling in the self-employment pages is to be doubled to £30,000 from the current £15,000 limit. You'll remember that that £15,000 limit has existed since income tax self-assessment was introduced in 1996-97. So that's broadly good news, and that will change from April 2008. However, there are some indications that three-line accounts actually place people in harm's way by exposing them to HMRC investigations. So we'll have to see how that one pans out. There was one last announcement in respect of tax administration. There are going to be shorter self-employment pages for businesses with turnovers below the VAT registration threshold, and again, it is expected that that will take place from April 2008.